the tunnels continue, one about 40 feet to what's the east, would be your left as you enter the dungeon. Corridor continues about 40 feet south before it appears to slope downward, and then another corridor continues off into the darkness to the west.
So we're heading west.
We'll go west.
Into the darkness?
Young man.
Are you checking for traps as you go?
No, we're just going to fall ahead.
We have linked arms and we are skipping down the hallway.
The trap part's done. I think it's just combat.
We found one trap.
Yeah, there's just one trap in the dungeon.
Yeah, I would like for someone to...
The mine of one madness.
just one single.
This is one upsetting thing.
It was really
Not the mines of madnesses.
Yeah.
Mine of
okay, madness. I don't have search, so yeah, we probably...
The rogue is...
I have a search, and I guess it's my job as the rogue. If I want to get that stone, I'm going to earn my keep.
Yeah.
You can make an intelligence check to search the corridor for traps.
All right. Come on, die. Do me a favor here. No.
God. Get freaking boom.
All right.
Are you serious?
And you apply your skill die as well, the d6. Okay. And you take the higher of the two.
That'll help.
Okay, I'm going to do that one. So that's 10. Right. It's not great, but...
As you go along down the corridor for about another
you're
80
searching for
feet,
traps.
How many feet?
80 feet, okay. Kind of at the edge of the light. You don't detect any traps, and you don't set off any. It's after about 80 feet that you come to an intersection where you see a short path to the south that opens into a 30-foot wide, 40-foot long chamber.
Oh.
Another path continues along the corridor you're moving along to the northwest and appears to slope downward. From the room, cuffs, you can hear sounds like a clanking sound. Clank, clank, clank. Another sound that is a little odd for a dungeon.
What? Okay. Is that common?
What are you hearing? Is that happening? You got to tell us what
you're
hearing.
Do you need to speak
it? Yeah.
The rest of you catch up with cuffs?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess I beckon.
So,
yeah.
I think the dungeon's calling us chicken.
I'm hearing a clank and a chicken noise in this room.
Is there a door on that
room?
Nope. It's just an opening.
It's opening.
But around the corner and I can't look in there yet.
You can look in if you want, now that you have more light there.
Oh, okay.
Does the chicken sound like it's in distress?
What will we
guys,
get
we gotta save this chicken.
This chicken. What does this chicken know that we don't?
Think of the loot.
Let's check it out. We came in here to do it.
I know. Okay, so yes.
That forever stone is waiting for you.
Round.
Here's the thing. I don't want to continue that corridor and have and always be looking over my shoulder for this fucking chicken.
Yeah, we either gotta take it out.
The chicken's grown much larger since you passed.
I don't
it.
Want to be like walking down the corridor and hear behind
for the rest of the entire dungeon. Because you know it'll echo.
All right,
plus potential
guys.
Food.
What if it's like a shitworm that has like a chicken?
Yeah, we've already been through.
Guys, gotta be careful.
These things are evolution.
But my character goes, wait, what worm?
Yeah.
Nothing. What? Don't worry about that.
We found a very small worm.
barbarian is worms.
I want to peer around that corner so we can look in that room better.
As you peer around, you see that this 10-foot-high, rough-hewn chamber contains shovels, picks, stacks of wooden planks, buckets of nails, and piles of wooden beams amid 3 half-built wooden mining carts and 3 eerily lifelike statues of goblins brandishing spears.
Mm.
Beyond these statues, you can see that there's an intact cart that rests upside down in the middle of the cave, its wooden wheels sticking up in the air. 4 oversized chickens peck at the sides of the overturned cart, determined to get at whatever's underneath. They don't appear to have detected you yet.
Big chickens.
What do you think?
We got surprised.
When you say oversized, like, how big are we talking?
Turkey
size.
The size of a mine.
Like a golden retraiver size, maybe a little smaller than that.
Oh, okay.
Like,
whoa.
But like half
like
a golden retriever.
Turkey you know? Size.
It's like a dire chicken.
It's a dire chicken, yeah.
Oh, man.
So there's 4 of them. They're in the center of the room.
Let's kill them.
Hang on now.
That's one chicken for each of us.
What do they know that we don't is what's bothering me.
They will feast.
What's under there?
The large chicken.
It wouldn't be like venomous or anything. Like
venomous chicken?
What if we just run at them, kind of flapping our arms, and then they just go...
do we have to truly treat them as a threat?
Cuffs, go ahead and give me a wisdom check to spot.
See, which one
I have that.
D20s have not
If any
me.
Of the rest of you want to kind of lean over Cuffs, you can look in there as well.
It's all four of us just me looking at the chicken.
What is it with you and four?
I don't know, but I love it.
I rolled a 19.
You take a look.
Well, I don't have the spot skill.
Oh, okay, don't bother.
Can anyone spot?
What's the modifier
anybody can
that goes
use it? Yeah.
All right, do I add spots? Int or wisdom?
It's wisdom.
It's wisdom. So, I've got a high wisdom.
I got 17.
I have, 24.
17, 24.
He's got a real.
For Drake, 12 for Barbie. Septo and Drake notice something unusual about these chickens.
Really weird about these chickens.
Are missing some of their feathers. It almost looks like they kind of have
chicken mange.
A kind of scaly-ish skin. Or almost as if the feathers were plucked off of parts of them, although they still do have some feathers.
Guys, I don't think these are free-range chickens.
No, these have been abused. You can tell.
And are they local? The local
They're probably
chickens?
Not local. They're probably not local.
They can also be like adolescent chickens.
What do you say?
They look pretty scaly.
You say they were lizard-like skins?
Yeah, scale-like.
Oh, so it's not like just the
scaly,
the
naked skin.
Like,
We don't want these chickens to see us.
Well, but we gotta kill them.
Do we?
What if the feather stone's under that mine cart?
I don't think
so. Do chickens really have a natural need for forever stones that they'd be pecking at the cart, you know? Seems kind of like...
Clank, 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 clank.
So they're pecking at it, and we're standing...
There's a second noise.
The clanking is their beaks.
I had turned to the barbarian, and I say, Barbie.
Yeah?
Kill those chickens.
Okay.
But just cut the heads off so we can have the bodies later.
I got your back. I've got all my cure spells, all my heal wounds.
I've got a wicked
Barbie,
spell
do you,
for
heed Drake's advice and go charging into the room?
Yeah, I think with my hand axe, probably.
Yeah, let's kill some chickens.
Why are you doing that?
Because I want to play D&D. I want to fight.
They're not.
All right, as you go charging into the room, you surprise the chickens that all go. You will get surprise on them, which means that you can approach one and attack it before they get to roll initiative.
Yeah!
But wait.
Oh,
I,
no.
Chris Perkins, am going to interject with a random event.
No!
Oh, no! All right, I have chosen a card. I have chosen the one we will get. It is Magical Infusion. All weapons currently in the party's custody become +1 magical weapons for the remainder of the adventure. The +1 bonus applies to attack rolls and to damage rolls.
Oh. Yeah!
That's a great event.
I'm feeling overly magical. I'm just going to...
Give us a little bit.
And then there you go. Now look at your weapons now. You should... Oh. Yeah.
Bless
all
you.
All right, so what you're going to do, Molly, is you're going to roll 2d20 because you have surprised these guys and you're going to take the higher result.
She's going to shred these chickens. There's going to be nothing left to eat.
So okay. 21.
So 21.
You easily club one of these chickens with your maul. Although as you strike it, it doesn't actually seem like it dies as easily as a normal chicken might. So you will need to roll damage. That's 2d6 plus 3. Actually, plus 4 now.
1. Plus 1.
Oh, no.
Plus 3.
Plus 1. So 6.
It's a high roll.
All right. 6 high points rolls. Of damage against this creature. And I need the rest of you to roll initiative.
You got cocky.
Because of the critical save.
All of the chicken creatures turn toward the barbarian.
Oh, boy.
Here we go.
We're going to get pecked to death.
Someone on Twitter said it's a shame that my guy died because cuffs and collar would make a great cop show.
Oh, yeah. Well, now it's all about, like, I have to find your daughter or something.
Yeah,
team
right.
Up with her.
Team up with her.
Barbie, you are in their midst. They are still surprised by your sudden appearance, and you can act again.
I think I will just attack them again. I don't think rage is necessary because they're only chickens.
I don't know about that one.
Largely.
They're definitely oversized.
Right.
You would have expected a normal chicken to die with that hit.
Yeah, and there are four of them.
Some of the accoutrement in the room also is of concern.
What does the rage do?
I must attack every round. While raging, I roll.
You're naturally paranoid.
Fine.
You're naturally.
I also back. Deal 2 extra damage, paranoid. And I take half damage from the things that a chicken might dish out.
Do it.
Bludgeoning, piercing, and slashing, which seem like all chicken.
Chickeny attacks.
Yeah, Labrador-sized chicken kind of attacks. So rage might be good here, actually.
Labrador, that's
rage
a better size.
You can do it 2 times a day, so.
I'll save the other one. Okay, so I'm going to fly into a rage with my maul.
What kind of medication are you on that you can only do it two times a day? I rage all the time.
It's a controlled release.
Oh, I see.
They don't have the internet in Fantasy World. So.
There's a lot less rage in the world, in this world, because it has no internet.
Okay. That's 7 for the damage.
Yep. Plus another 6.
Plus 6.
It's 13.
13.
All right, you strike the one that you hit before. Another grievous wound, but it remains standing. It's kind of limping a bit.
Man, that's a hardy chicken.
One of its wings is limp, but
it's gonna be tough.
It now gazes at you with furious eyes.
You made it mad.
And we're around to Hayden, the wizard.
And it's like right at my crotch level if it's like lab sized, so that's really scary.
It's angry.
Yeah.
Do you have a cod piece? Hope so.
I'm mostly worried about what damage these things can deal. All right. So I have a longsword and a ray of frost. I'm going to go with the ray of frost. So,
No.
That's just not even.
What does it say?
It's a 4.
What is it with fours?
Four plus your bonus in the top right.
Oh, okay. Yeah, for attack. Yeah, sorry. So an 8 total.
Eight, unfortunately, is insufficient. The ray of frost goes shooting off into the darkness.
Oh.
And that puts us around to Cuffs.
All right, well, I'm imagining that...
You didn't even read this before.
I didn't know that. Really, I didn't know how to use it. I blame the teacher, not the student. So these two have charged up there.
Barbie is in their midst. I assume that Hayden is still standing back from...
Yeah, I did not move.
I also am going to hang back. Got a sling.
You get him, Barbie. You'll be cool.
I'm going to aim at the one that she's contending with currently. Okay. Nope. Thank God it's a 3 this time.
Oh, the curse is lifted.
Your sling's stone goes shooting off into where he shot his ray of frost.
And I nail it.
Yeah, so if there's a monster there, you guys are doing some damage to it.
Great. Awesome. Okay.
And I hold.
So I was at the entryway, so that went like diagonal.
All right, that puts us around to Drake.
So I'm gonna do a lance of faith on Barbie's chicken.
Okay,
sounds like a chain.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Barbie's come chicken. On down to Barbie's chicken. What treat
get
you right?
Get you a lance. Get you a lance of chicken. Get you a lance of chicken.
Oh. Are you kidding me?
Really? What'd you hit?
It's a 2.
Oh man.
These dice are flawed.
We look so ineffectual to Barbie right now.
So that's a 7, a whopping 7.
And your lance of faith goes shooting off toward the ray of frost and the sling's bullet went.
It's the room. It's the acoustics.
I know.
It's the
incredible
room.
Gotta be. Grouping. Yeah. Not a lot of accuracy.
Oh, boy. Sorry, guys.
Well, that was a wealth of potential damage that was thrown in the room. We just gotta work on execution.
That brings it around to these creatures. I'm gonna.
Oh
go
my
ahead
god!
And
if I die from a chicken,
you guys all make intelligence checks now that you have a better sight of these to see if you can figure out what they are.
9.
If you have knowledge nature, that would apply.
I have knowledge nature.
So you get your skill die. All right. With a 20 and a 21, you both recognize these creatures now as cockatrices.
Holy crap, dude! These are cockatrices.
Renowned for their ability to turn. Creatures into stone to petrify them.
This is not a good knowledge that we now have.
I thought you knew that and sent her into it.
Are you serious?
Yes.
You knew what a cockatrice was.
There's 3 statues in
there. Hold on a second. You knew about chickens that turn shit to stone.
Yes.
And you said 0.
I'm a rogue.
You said shit about it.
I don't care. You guys are my armor. You guys are ablative.
Guys, I could use some help over here.
As you realize in horror what these creatures are,
can I ask again where Collar is?
Pounce on the barbarian.
Oh no! Ah!
No! God!
Peck, peck, ow! Guys!
You'll be taking 4 attacks, Barbie.
No, my God!
Is there anything I can do to help her?
What is your AC? It's the number in the top left near your hit points.
14.
14.
What is it in attacks?
1 will miss, and then 3 others will hit.
Oh, my God.
You do have some resistance to this damage because of your rage, so...
Thank God.
Damage.
I can't remember the last time I raged so hard I didn't turn to stone.
Corey, I'm so upset. Could you give me some trail mix?
Yeah, I could probably do with some.
So, Molly, Barbie, this will be 15 points of damage, which when you have it becomes 7. piercing as they peck at you around your waist and thigh region.
Don't worry, I got you healed. If you survive this, I will heal you up.
And that
if
is not the bad
we will
part,
decorate
though.
Your statue.
The bad part is I need you to make to roll a d20 three times. Uh-oh. Each time you will add your constitution modifier, which is the small number next to your constitution.
Four.
No. The rest of you watch in horror as your companion slowly seizes up, her skin turning gray as she becomes a statue.
Oh, Barbie.
That is a beautiful statue.
She does look as though she is in a pose of rage.
That is a statue that will serve as a warning.
What does that mean?
Yeah, the other three
she
also.
She is petrified, and until you can cure her of that, effectively.
Okay, so she's not dead.
Dead. Until
she's effectively.
You can cure
oh,
her.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I'm non-functional.
Okay. So that brings us around to Barbie, who is a statue. Then we're to Hayden Steptoe.
Burn them!
Fry the chickens!
Is your
Fry them!
Frost.
All right.
Is that your only spell? Is Ray of Frost?
No. Well,
no, that's his weapon.
I have. Yeah.
Oh.
I really thought you
disguise went, self.
You sent it in there.
I become a chicken.
So the rogue thinks you knew, and so the rogue is like, Cuffs is like, hey, good job, sent her in there. That's good thinking.
More
real,
for us.
Real strategic. I underestimated you.
All right. I'm just gonna have to keep going with Ray.
Yeah, Ray of Frost.
That's okay. All I got.
Don't worry. You'll nail him.
Get all three. Ah! Of them.
Four.
All right, wait, is it the same dice? Because I think we're
No, it's a different one.
I think we're being punked.
Right, I didn't intentionally use the special die.
Oh, my
so
God.
So that's an eight.
We actually brought you guys in for product testing.
So that's
we're
eight.
Testing our new die that
I
rolls
think
all
so.
Four.
Just the four.
Right.
It might as well just
still
be
our fourth edition dice.
Are we on the Lost Island? This number is coming up way
from
much.
This angle. From this angle, right, it looks like there's other numbers, but once you roll it, it's always right. Four.
So you're... Ray of Frost goes shooting off into the darkness.
I'm kicking the hell out of the corner of the room now.
Can we lure one of the cockatrices
to that corner?
That corner. And then we'll just keep missing.
Perhaps. That brings us around to Cuffs.
You gotta kill it. At least one of them.
Assume you guys are still standing toward the entrance.
We're towards
room.
The... Yeah, we didn't get in
yeah,
there
we're, yeah, they're right. Gonna have to come to us.
All right, I'm gonna sling it. Which die should I use?
Wait, is
I'm
that your
nervous.
Highest level attack?
No.
Is that your highest damage?
I always pick your
no,
highest
that's
damage.
My, that's my...
Or your range attack?
I'm not going in there.
You got it. Nice.
Oh, yes. All right, here
well,
we go.
Better.
So 13. All right, 19.
You strike it with your sling
yes!
bullet and can roll damage.
All right, well, that's not that hot. So that is a 9.
All right. Fortunately, that one had already been clubbed by Barbie, and you managed to slay it.
Nice.
I know what we're having for dinner.
There are three cockatrices that remain, and it is Drake's turn.
Okay.
I softened them up for you.
My highest damage potential is still the Lance of Faith. I will be retiring this die.
To be displayed in my home.
We must save
you.
Barbie.
Lance of Faith.
Oh!
Nice. So that's an 18, 19. So 24 natural.
You
well, I mean 24
strike months. It solidly.
Good.
You skewer it.
Now I get to add one to the damage as well, thanks to that amazing card. So 7 points of damage.
After you, Drake is the
monsters.
Group of cockatrices.
Three of them.
Which will come skittering over toward you.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And will swarm around the entrance to the room, one attacking each of you.
Okay. I'll play the cockatrice from now on.
No.
Those are all low.
Yeah, so two of those definitely miss, and against you, Hayden, that is a 12 against AC.
That's upstat. 13.
All right, it narrowly misses you.
Oh!
Whoa.
Gets your robes.
He got my robe!
Oh.
This is my dad's robe. Do you have any idea how expensive this robe is?
That's my dad's robe.
It's monogrammed, even.
All right, after the three cockatrices attack, it is back around to Barbie, who's a statue, then Hayden.
It's me, okay.
You got him this time.
Yep.
What did you roll?
Three.
Are you kidding me? What is happening?
I have never rolled this low in any game in my life. It's an 8 total, so. Whiff.
All right, after Hayden is Cuffs.
All right. Now I got to
Nah, you know, I'm like shaking my hand trying to figure out what's wrong with the ray of frost going other places.
He's up here now.
It's getting real.
Yeah, they're all around us.
I want that forever stone, though. I didn't come here to be turned into a chicken statue.
Maybe that's what the whole thing means. She's a forever stone now.
Forever stone.
One of the cockatrices is injured.
Three. It was a three.
All right, I'm retiring these two and going with my
I rolled
D20.
A three. I've been using all of
hey,
the
everyone,
dice.
It's Chris Perkins with the card. Hey, Scott. I got a special card for you. Oh, Chris, you didn't have to do that. Well, it is your birthday. Pick a card, any of them. Take this one. It says Chris gets to re-roll a three.
It is actually worth noting that you have the lucky ability as a rogue. Oh,
two per day. Re-roll a
D20. Oh, thank God.
Take either result.
It is two per day, so you can choose if you want to use it or not.
Well, I'm going
to
use them both in this combat. And I will roll a three again. So is there any value in me taking it? Let's try it.
Here, all right.
So I have two
this
to burn.
I have a die that came from outside this whole bad area.
Just give me some room. There you go.
Well, you just get some room.
Were you firing narrow? Is that what
yeah,
it is?
I'm worried I'm not getting enough spin on
gotcha.
It.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
You're working on your curveball.
I'm apparently amazing at rolling threes. So
not a three, not a four.
Let's give it some
higher
difference.
Than a five. Higher than a five.
Yay!
15?
Is that it?
Yeah, it's a 15. So I've knocked off one of my luckies.
All right, you strike it easily.
So, all right. Nice. That's excellent. So.
Whoa, hot
yeah.
round.
There you go.
Hot round, 13 plus 11.
And plus one.
Oh.
From Chris's card, the real
my
one.
Magic.
25.
13 plus 11, wow.
13
that
plus
will,
one plus one.
Plus one.
Oh, plus
so
one.
25.
25?
Total.
You slay the cockatrice.
Yeah!
Oh, nice!
Two down.
Death avenged.
Ha ha! Cuffs!
Such a catch.
You need yeah. a catch. You need a better catchphrase.
How'd you go?
You just cuffs. Got cuffed.
You got cuffed.
You got cuffed. That's your
too,
catchphrase.
That's too easy. That was year one.
That was year one.
I'm beyond it. I'm refining it.
You got cuffed. You got cuffed.
All right, Drake, so you have just witnessed cuffs kill steal you.
Yeah, I'm
so,
fine with that.
It is your turn.
All right.
I give you a look that's like, we got this. We can do this.
You've reinstored my faith. And that's so I'm going to use my lance of faith. Newly restored.
Better than the other.
My cuffs.
10.
10.
I'll take it.
Not bad.
15, 16 total.
You strike it. You're using a lance of faith?
I am.
Okay.
So, 4 points of damage.
It's the dull.
Plus one or no?
Yeah, I had the one. Unfortunately, that's with the one.
All right.
It's the dull part of the lance. It's,
you blast the creature's face with radiant energy, but it remains standing. And it is the two remaining cockatrices' turns.
I loved you guys.
They will go after.
I really don't want to carry around two stones.
Cuffs and Hayden.
Yes.
I'm light.
No whammies. No whammies.
Cuffs, it's a miss, and against Hayden, that's only an 11, so that will be a miss as well.
Yes.
These are really ineffective against us for some reason. I wonder how.
We dodged. We were great.
I know. We're very.
We
nimble.
Did a good job.
Agile. Yeah.
So fortunately, you had left a note outside for your other adventuring companion. Who was supposed to be joining you at the entrance?
So I holler back down. Hey, does anyone want to come fight some chickens? They're just chickens. I swear.
And you spot down near the intersection where you had entered that your other adventuring companion is approaching.
Who is Abernathy Hinklebottom, a hill dwarf fighter?
Abby!
And he doffs his bowler.
Abernathy Hinklebottom?
Abernathy Hinklebottom.
I love it.
What's his class?
He's a fighter.
He's the dwarven fighter.
Oh, he's a fighter. Okay.
You're going to need some
I like this guy.
Let's have fisticuffs.
You're going to need some more pre-generated characters, I think.
All right, and Abernathy, you see that your companions are taking they're not taking a severe beating, but they are definitely very concerned about these chickens.
Parsay.
Oh, so we get an extra action.
I have the option to flail. May I do that?
To flail or to...
That's what it says, flail.
To swing your flail or to flail.
Oh.
Because you have both options.
Do I really? Well, I see.
You can
I,
flail your flail.
Just slap those chickens.
You can certainly move up and swing your flail at it.
I think I'll bring out the big guns. I'll use my battle axe. Fetch me my battle axe.
And my axe.
All right. You can take a swing at one of the cockatrices.
Okay.
And we'll figure it out. 9 and 6, so 15 plus 3, 18. You also get the magical effect of the dungeon.
I wasn't here when everybody got the...
You were near the entrance.
Oh, okay. Just got hit by a wave of magic. I'm like,
something's going on.
Oh, we're Buzzbig Vax up to his old tricks again.
What's all this then?
All right, so that's a total of 19 points of damage.
Okay.
And you managed to, with the radiant energy the one took earlier, slay one of these.
Nice
Only
work.
Only one remains. And nice that work. Brings it around to Hayden.
All right. If you land a ray of frost...
15 plus 5, 20. And I've never hit before, so which one is this? It's a D10.
Okay. Did you hit?
I hit.
Man.
Well, I'm guessing. I mean, I have 15 plus
yep.
20.
Guys, just think of the treasure we're going to get.
I know, right?
Oh, man.
10.
That's
wow.
Nice.
Wow.
That's what we want. Plus 4, 14.
Wow.
All right. Yeah, you solidly strike the last remaining cockatrice.
It was shaking. It was like the... I got my hand fixed.
Oh, yeah.
So now it's much more accurate.
Went right back
I did
into socket.
Actually, for that spell, I do the Harrison Ford finger of doom.
There was a man in my house.
Yep,
he
exactly.
had a mechanical arm. You find this man. You
find him. He took everything.
Now do it, Chris. Do the next line.
What color were his eyes?
All right, and it's around to Cuffs.
Oh, he's not dead, huh?
Well, 14, yep. Yeah, probably not.
All right.
You got this, Cuffs.
He's really cold.
As you've been doing chicken. That, my previous strike brought Love down, cleaved this cockatrice. Then, in the same motion, as you're doing
right,
stuff,
as I'm doing that, yeah.
I'm winding it back up over my head, the short sword. Let's bring it back down. Let's see what we get.
Nice work.
Let's see what we get.
In the whistling of the blade in the air.
I get going all 300 on it.
Right. I get an additional 4 points for storytelling. All right.
That's 9.
Not so bad.
Not terrible.
Oh, so 14.
15.
15? Oh, that's right. 15. I'm sorry.
Double strike it.
Yes.
All
yes,
right.
Yes, yes.
15.
It's just like as you hit, it's like a spray of blood hits me, you know, on the side.
Let's do them all at the same time.
The blood.
No, I'm not going to drop them. I'm going to throw them. Give me some room. I want to see some damage come out.
Come on.
Ooh. Not bad. Could have done better on that
11
one.
Plus modifiers?
So it's 12 damage.
13.
13 damage?
Oh, 13, yes. Sorry.
And with your mighty swing.
Yes, Cuffs.
Your overly dramatic swing. You eviscerate the creature.
That's the sound it made. No, I say that. The chicken is dead.
What language is that?
I go,
Baka. You just stand over and go, Baka.
In its last breath, it goes, Baka.
Tell my wife, Baka.
So we've cleared the room.
Yes, the room
of visible
is clear
monsters.
Of cockatrices. To remind you, there was the upturned...
Right.
Mining cart.
Mm-hmm. That's our reward.
With the cockatrices dead, the spell is broken, and our barbarian returns to life.
That I don't think that's how it works.
I don't think... No.
If you squint your eyes, it almost looks like
she's moving.
Yeah. She's winking at it. Look, she's
got a cut. She's trying to move.
You can have somebody go up and kind of rock her and do like a little Weekend at
Thanks,
Bernie's
God.
Thing.
Everybody dance.
So,
like dancing with a broom.
All right.
So Hinklebottom, you see what we're up against here.
It's easy.
There's no sweat. No problem.
We're killing it.
All right, so what's under this upturned cart now?
Well, shouldn't we like look around the room some more? I'm thinking.
I guess so. Does it make sense to
yeah.
To perceive?
If someone has
want to secure the room?
Just to make sure there's no surprises, like when we turn over the cart, he says something like, what you didn't notice behind you was.
All right.
Was more.
I'll do a spot check. Right. Nope.
I'm going to try one too. Hey, there's the business.
Wow, a 19 spot check.
So what you can tell, in addition to the statues in the room and the mining cart, that there is a rickety-looking elevator-like contraption in the southwest corner.
Told you guys.
That's about 8 feet wide on each side.
It's in the southwest corner?
Yes.
It's frozen, and it has two lances stuck in it and some stones.
We broke it.
And that there is a 10-foot-wide corridor heading out of the south end of this room.
Okay, there is
okay.
a corridor.
Oh, great.
We just couldn't see it because of the darkness.
And you hear some sort of...
Oh, great.
whimpering under the mining cart.
Now, what were these other statues of that clearly were alive?
Should have been warning.
They were goblins.
Oh, they were goblins. They were
lifelike goblins.
Okay, so.
Lifelike.
Clearly a party of goblins came in here.
Yeah, so one of them got smart.
We got to figure one of them got smart. But it wouldn't be whimpering.
Guys, I have. Yeah, I'm going to use my command spell now. I'm going to say, hello under the cart. Who's there? I'm not using a spell. I just say that.
Okay. You hear a muffled. It sounds like common.
Okay. So I'm going
probably
to.
Probably not a cockatrice.
I'm going to use my command. Oh, as a cleric, when I use a spell, I don't forget it, do I?
You do use the spell slot, yeah.
Oh.
So it will count as one of your first level spells.
So, but a cantrip you use over and over.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'll... All right, we're going to let you out.
Ooh. I take several steps back away.
Yeah. I ask Hinklebottom to get ready a sword.
Hey, you're new. Why don't you flip it over?
You guys get back up a bit. All right. And I, with my foot, I kick the cart over. I have my mace out.
As you kick over the cart, you see that huddled underneath is a sort of thin, wiry goblin with big eyes who looks initially shocked to see you and then rushes toward you, having kicked over the cart, and throws open his arms and gives you a big hug and says, thank you so much for saving me.
It's a cute...
My name is Hug Hug, and you're the best ever.
Oh, great. Oh, a man. Pet.
And then we just stab
and
him.
And he then actually goes to each of you and proceeds to try to give
no,
you a
don't
hug.
Don't get your goblin on me.
No, germs.
I kind of try to brush him off. Yeah. Thank you.
He's quite insistent.
Very welcome. You're very welcome.
We like this guy. We're going to use him as essentially like a pokey stick.
Yeah.
Send him a little bit ahead.
You're strong to have beat the chickens.
Well, yeah, we're pretty strong. I mean, we're bigger than goblins, so.
Yeah. Well, except the dwarf.
How'd you end up under that cart?
Oh, the chickens, they attacked us and turned us to stone, and then I had to run under there, and then I pulled it over me, and then they pecking at me.
Calm down. Right. Calm down.
Let's slow down, Chief.
We figured it out.
We got
I'm really
that.
Hungry.
Well, I mean, there's plenty of chicken.
Yeah, there's tons of chicken.
He actually goes over and...
We've got a torch.
Sniffing at it and...
Maybe it's good.
Poking.
Hug, if I give you some food, can you lead us safely deeper into the mine?
That way? And he points back toward the exit.
Oh, you want to leave?
Wouldn't you?
No.
I don't even know what we're doing here
which
now.
Which way is deeper into the mine?
Oh, it's
we
south.
Came from that way.
South.
Sure.
We're pretty close to the exit.
Oh, he doesn't know.
We're pretty close to that exit.
Know.
We're
going
to just head south where it is easily.
Well, remember, we also
the most
we do have
food
a,
you've ever seen.
We do have a room behind us.
As so co-author of this module, who does not remember anything about the elevator, I don't trust the elevator.
I don't... Oh, really? It. You've been filled with trust about everything else up until
we've
now?
Got, well, we've got that elevator...
Let's go look at the outhouse.
We have that elevator in the corner, and then we have a corridor that's near
leads
the
out.
Elevator.
Okay.
Right. And then
oh, that's
yes,
right.
And then you're right,
wrong.
We do have back out the room where we go... We could go northwest if we wanted.
Well, let's go...
I feel like these goblins have staged a little mining operation here. Maybe they've set up even further.
Down in.
So we'd be dumb to forge ahead the other direction.
We're from outside.
Oh.
No, we got
how Hug, how far have you been into the dungeon?
Here.
Okay, yeah, great. Hell of a mining operation you guys have got going on here.
So we've gotten as far as you have, officially.
All right.
We found treasure. And he holds out a copper coin. You can have it.
I'll take it.
Thank you, Hughead.
Did you want to examine the elevator more closely or look down the southern
hallway? Do we want to go down the hallway or do we want to go down the elevator?
Can we send Hug into one of those things in case it goes explode?
Would he go? We should or probably not have this conversation in front of Hug.
He's just looking up at you with dumb eyes.
Yeah. Look how shiny.
Smiling.
Do you think Hug goes in the elevator? And Hug goes, probably he will.
Yeah, I bet he would if he'd like, you know. I think we send him, he's the canary in the coal mine. We send him down the elevator.
You want to send him down the elevator?
I think so.
All right, yeah.
Okay.
Let's do it.
We go to the elevator.
Okay. At the top of a shaft of uncertain depth is the elevator, which dangles from some rickety-looking structure at the top.
Seems fine.
The ropes look old and worn. The planks are kind of dusty. The iron pulleys are a bit rusted, but otherwise looks completely safe.
Okay, let's hang on. Let's hang on a bit.
Why?
Because we want to probably, as funny as it would be, for him to climb in that thing and plunge to his certain death?
No, let's...
I've got rope, so we don't have to use the elevator.
We can go down the elevator, or we can go down ourselves.
No, I mean, we can lower him down on the rope.
Yeah.
And then that way we won't have to risk that the elevator's so rickety that it collapses and kills him or anything like that.
Hug, we came up this elevator into this room.
You're being
we're
rogue-ish.
Not convinced that it's safe anymore, so maybe we're going to lower you down on a rope.
I have a 50-foot rope.
Does that can we see the winch of this elevator? Does it look like 50 feet might do it, or are we just
intelligence how much? Check? Okay. Roll a d20 and add your intelligence modifier.
Hey,
yeah,
I know all about elevators.
A dungeoneering, if you have it.
Oh, I don't. I got an 18 intelligence.
You feel fairly certain that it's about 50 or 60 feet down.
Okay, feels good.
All right, so Hug, I'm gonna throw this rope down. I go ahead and secure the rope on one end.
Okay.
Go ahead and lower it down into the shaft of the elevator.
Tied around
the statue. tied around Barbie's statue.
Thank you for your service, Barbie.
First we move it closer, of course, to the hole. And lower down. And I tell Hug, I say, okay, now if you get to the bottom and everything's safe, you know, tug on the rope one time. And if it's not safe or you're being attacked, your death throws will probably just make the rope jerk a bunch of times, so don't worry about that.
Just
tug frantically.
And then stop.
Don't do anything else.
Okay.
And
so tug on the rope if I see anything.
Just one tug, though.
If you feel it's safe, just one tug on the rope.
Okay, one tug on from the rope.
And if you feel there's danger, a bunch of tugs.
Tug on the rope again.
We'll pull you up.
No, many tugs.
Many tugs.
Lots of tugs.
Lots of
many hugs? He goes and hugs you.
He's getting goblin all over my robe.
Let's just shout at him.
This is monogram.
When he gets down there.
Okay.
We can yell 50 feet.
We can yell 50 feet. All right, you know what? Just
50 feet!
But hang on. I do instruct him to hang on to the rope so we can pull him up.
Okay.
If we need to.
All right. So you're not tying the rope around Hug, though. You're just lowering.
No, we're going to ask him to climb down the rope.
Okay, got it.
He'll hold on and we'll pull him.
So you throw the rope over the edge. He begins to climb down.
I want the rope back.
About 20 seconds, 30 seconds, you hear,
I'm at the end of the rope.
Oh,
it's there's looks like ground down here.
Oh,
are you standing on it or are you above it?
Oh, I'm sort of swaying.
He's too short.
Can you reach it? Will it hurt? Will you hurt yourself dropping?
Ow!
No!
No! Right. Damn it!
But you know what? He said ow. He's still alive.
Hug takes a D6 because you asked him a question.
All right. Do we want to climb down there? Now he's down there.
Well, so now we know that the elevator is necessary for us not to get injured too, right? Because if we climb down there, we're not going to probably be any better off,
right?
Unless one of us is exceedingly tall.
No,
well,
I think
but
okay.
I also have rope. We can tie
How
them
do
together.
I get back up?
Hang on, we're debating
we're
that.
There.
We're thinking about it.
I pull the rope back up and I tie a knot
between
and
the
add
two
my
ropes.
Rope to it, so we have 100 feet of rope now.
Okay,
and
okay.
I drop it back down.
All right.
Okay.
It. You hear a. Well, you probably don't hear it, but you hear Hug's shout.
That's a lot of rope down here.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Does the room look safe?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know if I trust him.
Since everyone else has done something first,
oh, okay.
I'll go down first.
But you're the healer. Are you? Right?
Yeah
you should
all
not
right.
go first.
No,
absolutely
all right.
not.
I'm going to do it.
Either me or him. Yeah.
Cuffs is feeling real boisterous.